Welcome to Decom Divas with Jana, and I have a very special guest I've known for a very long time. Hi, Victor.
Hey, Jana.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Welcome to the podcast. Hey,
Thank you, Victor.
Is this your first podcast?
It actually is. So I'm very excited, but also very nervous.
You're nervous?
Yeah.
Are you much of a podcast listener? Like, do you like them? What's your opinion? What's your experience with it?
I'm actually trying to get into them, and I think it all kind of started with you.
Oh, really?
Just like kind of promoting the whole podcast idea. You were literally the first podcast I ever took my time to listen to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then I have another friend now also getting into that, and so I'm kind of supporting him as well. Yeah, Gabe. But yeah, no, so this is very, very fun. And you know, I'm excited. Hopefully. Who knows, maybe this will be the most listened to. Who knows?
It will definitely be my most listened. I'm for sure. Victor, do you remember how we met?
Yes, I do, actually. Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to remember, but
it's been a really long time.
The first time I met you, you might not remember. It was like a study session back in college. So we went to college.
Oh, we went to college together. That's how we met.
We went to college together. And, and I was helping some friends study for like a science test. And you showed up. I don't remember if you showed up to study with us, but you showed up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you're just very talkative, oh, she's cool. But I mean, that's it. Like, I just barely met you. You might not remember.
I can't believe I don't remember that. Oh my God.
It's okay. But really, the time when we actually met, we became friends actually at our birth. That was a birth, some sort of party or something.
Some sort of party.
We split mafia.
I didn't know what your personality was like, but I thought you were like a very intense person because you were the narrator in Mafia, and like you always came up with like such a scheme, and then you kept targeting me, and I was like, oh, I don't know why he doesn't like me.
I understand because I was like, well, I'm very competitive, so I really wanted to win. So I was like, gotta take out Janet because she's talking too much and she just wants to kill me. Like, but it was really fun.
Yeah.
And from there, by the end of after playing a couple of rounds, I remember I was just like, she's really cool because you really get into things and you talk a lot, and I like that. I was like, okay, someone, you know, always good conversations with you.
Thank you.
And all that. So it was a really fun time. And from there, we kind of just, that friendship kind of took off and just, we went out a lot. And then,
I've had a lot of reckless nights with Victor. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Not as much these days. We've grown up. But yes. So I'm curious. I kind of know this, but tell the listeners, what's your experience with Disney Channel? Did you watch it much growing up? We're about the same age. So we what were your
experience? I watched it a lot.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I watched it a lot. Disney Channel, I grew up with it. I watch way too much television, both cartoons and the live shows or whatever. So a fun memory I have, it's very interesting, is, and you might like this, Lizzie McGuire is one of my favorite ones.
Oh my God.
And it's because, so that's something, I have an older sister and we had to share the TV at some point. And she made me watch that show. And I was like, oh, it's such a girl show. Like, obviously it's a girl show, little cartoon Lizzie coming up in the screen and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I saw one, maybe two, and I was like, this is amazing. This is great. She's awesome. Blah, blah, blah. And then I remember I love watching she has a movie where they're like in Spain and she has like a famous
they're in Italy.
Or Italy.
The Lizzie McGuire movie, yes.
Yeah, that was so good. I love the song. Everything's so good. So that's a good one. I love the cartoons in Disney Channel. Kim Possible, the Proud Family. I like that one. I feel like it's a low-key one. A lot of people
Proud Family, for sure.
But I like all the good things like Recess and Aladdin, the little show, not the movie, but the show.
Yeah.
And even Stevens was another good one that I like.
Yes.
So good. But Disney, I watch so much Disney, so much Nickelodeon. I think I'm probably more of a Nickelodeon kind of guy, but
that's good too. I love Nickelodeon too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I grew up with it. And I feel like, and sadly, I don't remember all the names, but because I grew up in Mexico.
Yeah.
Is
the name always different?
It depends. Okay. I was actually trying to find out what the proof point was in Spanish. I couldn't find the movie.
Apparently you couldn't find it? Oh, okay.
In Mexico, we were behind. So whatever you had going on in TV of Disney, your Disney Channel, we were behind. In some shows we were. So I got to experience, I feel, a lot more the older shows for a little bit. Because I remember when I moved to the U.S.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you moved here?
I was 10.
Diego?
Yeah, I've moved when I was 10, and it was weird. Actually, I hated everything I saw when I first moved. to the US, I was like, oh, the sound is so bad. Like, I don't want to hear like all the cartoons, all the voice actors. I was like, it sounds so bad. Spanish is much better.
Wait, so they have like all different voice actors?
Oh,
like,
completely.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't. There are certain shows that I stopped watching altogether because it was so bad. Like, even, I mean, something like SpongeBob, Kim Possible for a little bit. I was like, sounds horrible. It's like, it's bad. Even though English is the original, you know, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then after a while, and I was like, I kind of realized the voiceovers in Spanish are so bad. It's so it's like cringy bad. Yeah, it's just so bad.
Like, if I watch Kim Possible in Spanish, is the mouth moving to Spanish words or English words?
To English words. So you might, they're pretty good about it for cartoons, but you can definitely sometimes catch, like, you know, it doesn't match the mouth.
It like keeps going and no one's talking type of thing.
And it happens a lot more in older shows and older movies. I feel like they just kind of cared less back in the day.
Yeah, but
definitely grew up watching Disney Channel, Disney XD. I don't know, all those same thing.
But. Oh yeah. Oh, I didn't watch much of Disney XD. That's like one that kind of like slid under the radar for me. I think like I just didn't have. That was like you had to pay extra for it or something weird like that. But yeah. Another question I have is like, so you're born in 95, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Do you remember the 90s that well?
The 90s. I mean, we were like toddler, so
it's not very hard to remember, not much,
but yeah. 2000s, I feel like that's when I kind of
that's when you started remembering.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think my memories are more early 2000s when I started, like, yeah. But how are you, pretty like nostalgic in general for that time, or are you like it?
I think I am. I had really good memories and really, like, I don't know, that's that the early 2000s are my childhood, like, in my, you know, when you have your little crushes on, like,
what was yours? Oh my god.
Oh my god,
I love it.
My celebrity crush was I don't even remember if it was Hannah Montana or Miley Cyrus, but it was
one of the two. Okay.
I had a crush on Ashley Tisdale. I remember I was like, mom, she's gorgeous, mom. Like,
she is.
April, I always pronounce her name wrong, okay? Forgive me.
Avril
Lavigne,
Oh, interesting. I did not see that coming. You kind of like,
yeah, no, she's very, very punky. Yeah, but yeah. I don't know. She was just still, I guess I just like white girls. You know?
I guess.
that's the only theme I see between all three. But
yeah, that's a common thread. Blonde. Miley has brown hair. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
well, depending
if she was Hannah Montana or not. But I think Miley Cyrus was probably like the bigger, like, the celebrity crush, definitely. And she held up.
Okay, so yeah, did you like go to any of the concerts of like the Disney stars, or like listen to like the teen, like all the girl, like Demi, Selena, Hillary?
I listened to all of that a little bit. Selena Gomez is probably my favorite, like, full on, like, as a musician artist. Mm-hmm. She's my favorite, and then Miley Cyrus would be number two. And I mean, they're the most, I think, the most accomplished out of those.
I think so.
Out of those that little group, I'd say.
Demi, the three of them, yeah.
I didn't like Demi that much. No, she has a couple of good songs. I take it back. Demi, if you're listening, I take it back, okay?
Okay. She's definitely listening.
But Selena Gomez is definitely, you know, she's got good music. And it's interesting. Yeah. I don't know why she's, like, nice to listen to. And I would say she has probably still a good voice, but the least... like, impressive, I guess, of the three. Like, I don't know.
Agree. I hate to say, I don't want to put down women, but Selena Gomez, there's just something kind of vanilla about her, you know?
Yeah.
I mean? Yeah, I hate to say that. She seems very nice, but I've always thought she was kind of plain. Maybe it's because, like, Miley and Demi are very, like, they had their, like, really, like, ups and downs, but she kind of kept it more hush, but yeah.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. And a lot of her best songs are typically not just by herself. It's like with another big group or artist. Yeah. And I think that hypes her up too.
Yeah.
But in the end, somehow she became, in my opinion, the most relevant of the three. That's my humble opinion, I guess.
Yeah.
And then Miley had a couple of good songs, you know,
Wrecking
Ball and whatnot. But
yeah.
But growing up, more against what they were releasing in the 2000s, I listened to very little, to be honest. Okay. And if I did, that was 100% because of my sister, because I stole her iPod and all she had was that kind of music.
So. I fucking love that, yeah. I made Victor a playlist once and I put Don't Forget by Demi Lovato and you like really resonated with that.
I just remember that and now I feel bad that I put Demi Lovato.
No, it's okay. That is a good one. She just went through like so many different times because like is that song about Joe Jonas? They dated, yeah. I don't know why I'm saying, yeah, they did date. But yeah, I know that. Don't you love when you know who a song is about?
Yeah, it makes it more juicy and just it's so much better. Yeah. And I love like love songs. They just
I guess we could get into the movie that we're talking about today. So I asked Victor to be on this episode to talk about the movie The Proof Point. Had you heard of this movie before?
I talked
to you about it.
I had never heard of this movie. Yeah. But I will say, as I was watching it, I feel like I might have seen it on TV at one point.
Okay.
I'm almost sure, and it might have been when I was living in Mexico too. Is why I was like, which is why I was wondering what's the name in Spanish. But in reality, no, I don't remember the movie at all. I feel like I saw it at some point. They probably changed the channel.
You'll hear our opinions, but I mean, it's interesting. Do you know who Tosh Mowry is, the, like lead guy in this movie?
Yeah, he's in quite a few films. Like I've definitely seen him. Yeah. He was probably the best actor in the movie.
He's good. Yeah. Do you know he's Tian Tamara's little brother?
I didn't know that actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I see it now that you mention it.
Yeah, no, I think he's talented. And he was in like a ton of these like Disney movies. And I think he did a lot of stuff with his sisters too. But yeah, so this movie came out on September 14th, 2001. Oh, ooh, shit, 3 days. Oh, that's crazy. What do you think you were doing on that day? 3 days after 9/11.
Oh my gosh. I think that's why nobody cared about the movie when it came out. It's just too tragic.
I know.
What was I doing?
But do you remember? Oh, we do not. Okay, maybe we'll keep this in unless it gets too depressing. Do you remember 9/11 at all? You were really young.
I was really young. I don't think I made of it a big deal as I should have, but again, I was young.
Yeah.
Very vaguely. I just remember everyone looking at the screens, like everything stopped.
Yeah.
Then what were you doing? I don't know.
I would have been 7 because I remember when 9/11 happened. I was in like second grade. I remember like not understanding, but like I was like, oh, this is a big deal. Well, do you remember like when you could fly, like if you're a kid flying alone, your like parent could like take you all the way up to the gate and there wasn't security?
I don't think I ever got to experience that, but I do. Okay. I do know that people always say like, man, before 9/11, like things were so much more relaxed.
Yeah. Like I could bring like a giant thing of water on before and now. Like,
That is a dumbest rule. The water, you know how much cologne I have to throw away?
Is like the worst or the biggest thing you've ever had to throw away because you like brought it through? Is it cologne?
Cologne. And you always bring your best cologne to like a nice like trip.
Yeah.
And I learned my lesson. You throw my expensive cologne away what are you going to do? Like you can't argue with these guys. So
you can't.
I hate that. TSA can be annoying. And I always get randomly selected. Just saying like.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, every time. They're like, oh, it's just a random selection. I'm like, well, what are the odds? It's 100% of the time. But you know.
Yeah.
it's some brown. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
It just.
To be fair, I think it's just because I wear a lot of sequins because you get pulled off if you like have a lot of like, yeah, I think I
really?
Always, get, always, almost always. But I don't think I don't think they're profiling me. I think it's because of what I wear. Wait, have you ever like, is it awkward like when they like try to pat you down? Like, have you had a weird incident with that or do you not care?
Oh, I had one
really
weird one. Because they always pat me down, right? Like I said. Yeah. Usually it's just like, you know, you got over your pants, like it was very lightly, like, you're fine, whatever.
Yeah.
There's one time where, you know, they put you through the little metal detector where they put your hands up, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're like, sir, we have to thoroughly search you. They're like, do you want us to go to a more private place
this?
And I was just like, more thoroughly, and you want to take me to like a separate room? Are you gonna like put me butt naked and like really get in there?
Oh my God.
They're like, we're just gonna pat you down because it's around this, like, because it showed you there's like little when you do the X-ray, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if you see, there's like a little diagram.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, it was like a, like I'm carrying something on my waist, right?
Oh my God, yeah.
So they really have to pat me down and crotch, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I was like, man, I know I'm packing, but like, come on, like, I'm no, I'm kidding. But
that's why they always pull you aside, right?
I guess so. No. Yeah. So they kind of just went in there and like really grab and like very thoroughly like pat it.
Yeah.
And like, you're good. I'm always scared. Like, I'm gonna accidentally have something bad in my backpack.
Really?
Not that I like really do any like drugs or anything, but like,
yeah, she doesn't scared, do you know? Drugs.
Yeah, yeah, don't do it. Like, someone's gonna accidentally put something that in my hands. There's some residue of something.
Yeah,
and that's gonna come out positive, and I don't know. But it's just like a stupid fear.
No,
I guess.
I'm afraid of that. One time, I got pulled like. They pulled my backpack or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. And then they like pulled me aside and they're like, you have a knife in your bag. And I was like, what? And it was a butter knife.
Oh, you know, why'd you have a butter knife?
Because I think I used my backpack for like, I put my lunch in there a few days ago and like, I didn't remember. And like, they're like, do you want us to like, you could keep it, but we're going to have to scan it through. And I'm like, I don't care. It's just it was a nice knife, but I was like, it was funny. Okay. So yeah, the movie. I guess we'll get into it. Let's get into the poof point. So it kind of starts off like one of those where like they have the main guy like looking at camera explaining things to you. What do you think of that kind of stuff?
I didn't like that, to be honest. That was unnecessary. Like, it did not help us in any point to make the movie better.
Yeah.
It almost feels like a filler. Like,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't like it.
I feel like this whole movie, because usually, so I take notes, obviously, when I watch these, and, like, my notes are usually at, like, a page and a half, but this movie, like, there's so little that actually happens that I have, like, mm-hmm. half a page. Yeah, it's not super eventful, but basically, like, there are two kids named Eddie and Marie, and their parents are scientists. Do you know, like, they're just trying to invent a time machine, essentially?
Yeah, that's literally, they've just been working on it since they were, like, 14, apparently, or like in college, they're trying to invent a time machine. That's
yeah.
But
do you have an interest in time travel? What's your opinion on it? Would you want to go to the future or past?
I would want to go. I mean, can I pick both? Because
yeah,
because I'm always curious, like, well, you know, I wouldn't go too far back, because honestly, things sucked back then.
Yeah,
but I do wonder, like. Something as stupid, I saw like a TikTok, sorry, I'm a kid, but I love TikToks.
No, it's okay.
Of it was this one guy, and he's like, how he was trying to act how people would react when Mozart came up with a new song, or Beethoven came up with a new song.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, this is fire. But obviously just classical music. I just wonder how people reacted to when classical artists would release a movie. Were they all fancy about it? Were they like calm? Or was it a very like, people get hyped about classical music because that was what was cool. It's kind of a stupid thing to think about, but I'm like,
I think that is really, that is interesting, because wasn't like he was like really controversial.
Yeah, also he was very controversial.
Yeah,
but and then the future, just interesting, like, who wouldn't want to go to the future and see what's, you know, like, I would want to see what happens to the world 200 years from now, even just 200 years, because things are evolving so fast. But obviously, you know, I'm pretty much 30 at this point.
You're 27 now. You just turned 27, yeah?
I just turned 27, okay, yeah.
Happy birthday, yeah. Kind of.
Anyways, you were asking about time travel and all that stuff. I love science fiction.
Yeah.
The whole concept of, like, time travel, like, space travel. I love all that stuff. So in that sense, like, the movie was interesting to me. Like, just the overall idea, like, before watching it, I was like, oh, time travel could be interesting. Mm-hmm. The issue was that whoever wrote this made it in a way that was very cringy to watch. Like, it was rough. But
what was the cringiest parts for you?
Oh man, some of the acting is just when the parents start acting like children.
Yeah.
And the worst part is, like, I was watching it in the living room, and then my dad walked in, and he started like, and that's when they walked in, the mom's like, her face is all weird, and she's
crying like a baby. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, how do I explain? I didn't explain to my dad. I just said, I looked at him and I was like, I'm not going to explain it. Like, I guess what I'm watching, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
That was pretty cringy. And then, just like the way things happen, like why everything falls apart just because a dog decided to steal the little
part
of the machine.
It's so basically parents are trying to invent a time machine, and they don't really pay that much attention to their kids, which really annoys their kids. And like they make it so they like something malfunctions and the parents turn go like they cast a spell on them essentially where they're just aging down constantly. But yeah, so it's, yeah, throughout the movie, like the parents are just acting like younger and younger. Like they start at 21 and they end at like 2 at the very end, right?
Yeah, I think they eventually get like a day old as, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end, yeah. But yeah, it was a very, I don't know, I didn't love it. But I mean, if anything, I will say it, at least it has a nice message behind the movie. I will say that, you know, that, you know, we don't always get along with our parents, right? But we always have more in common with them than we know.
And yeah, yeah.
Like I see that in like my family. Like I see it in my grandma and my mom, for example. My mom fought with my grandma all the time. She hated the way my grandma was.
Yeah.
And now we all laugh that my mom is just the way my grandma was.
She's exactly the same person.
It's exactly the same. They do the same annoying things and the same fun things. And I'm sure I don't see it, but I'm sure I'm a lot like one of my parents.
Yeah. Wait, who do you think you're more similar to out of your parents?
Yeah, I'm a perfect blend. If I'm out in like partying, or just in a social environment, I'm my mother.
Like, yeah,
I am outgoing. But also, if I'm not and I'm just at home, I'm like my dad. I'm totally fine with just being. My dad's really quiet. My mom's super not quiet, and so I have a little bit of both, to be honest. But yeah, so that was a good thing about the movie. Had a nice message.
It's like a lot about like, because so like they have like this like thing where they go to the school for like an open house type of thing, I guess. Oh, for graduation. The sister's graduation. Graduating. Yeah. Okay. I think it's like the sister and brother are not the same age, but the brother skipped a grade, so they're graduating together, I think.
Yeah.
And I think they're graduating from like middle school. They're like 14, and like they're just like really embarrassed by like the way that they're like parents interact with like the other kids. So what were you like in that sense? Like, did you get embarrassed easily, or were you like, my parents are cool?
Oh, I was I was embarrassed a lot when parent teacher conferences were coming up or anything like that. I was just very embarrassed, especially because my parents are English is much better now. But back in the day, if my teacher spoke Spanish, lucky me, that's cool.
Yeah.
But if the teacher didn't speak Spanish, oh man, that was so embarrassing. Trying to like, that language barrier can get really annoying.
Yeah.
And like, if there are kids listening, they might laugh, especially when we were younger, you know, kids make fun of you for anything.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I related at the parent teacher conference, I related to what I experienced in elementary school. Cause that's when my English and my parents' English was not as good. I just remember like I remember moments of like just annoying confusion where my professor looked at me like, what are they saying? And I looked at him like, I don't even know how to translate what they're trying to say. Like, because I'm learning English too.
Yeah.
And my friends were just laughing.
Do you feel bad for like, cause I feel bad about a lot of like the stuff. Like I don't know. I was like way too easily embarrassed by my parents, and I would just like not want them to come to things, or I didn't want them to like associate with me in public and stuff like that. Like, do you feel bad about that stuff? Or are you like, you're pretty nice to your parents?
I was sometimes way too embarrassed, and I know for a fact at least once I didn't invite them to a teacher conference least once. I was just like, I guess I forgot, like I'm sorry. And yeah, I was just I cared. Even now I sometimes care what people think too much. Did you said yes, right?
Yeah, I like didn't like, well, when you get into high school and you like start like having crushes on people and things like that, you do not like want, you don't want your dad around. I don't know if the case for you wouldn't, you're like mom around, just because then you don't want them to like see how awkward you are like around your parents, or like you don't want your parents to see how awkward you are around like guys you like. So that was kind of embarrassing. Like, and I didn't like, I don't know. I was a really quiet kid in high school. And so like, I'm very different now than I was back then. And so, yeah, I didn't like my parents being around because they asked too many questions. They tried to talk to too many people, and I hated that. And like, did you ever have this? Cause you played basketball in high school, right?
Yeah, I did. I did play basketball.
Did you ever have to like, were your parents ever the ones that like drove like to different games and stuff like that? Or like,
they did that. Yeah.
Yeah. I hated when my parents would do that, ask people questions and got very like into people's lives. And it was very embarrassing for me. Did your parents do that?
My mom definitely did. Yeah. I mean, for the most time, I wouldn't know what she was saying. Like I was playing, but this reminded me of why I didn't invite my parents to, especially in high school, to more than one parent-teacher conference or just like events at school. Mm-hmm. I have a really good relationship with my dad.
Yeah.
To the point that he will call me, even now, much less now, but nicknames, like, I'm not going to say some of them. They're just too childish. I'm just like, it's cringy and annoying.
Yeah.
But it's something that's stupid. Like, he called me Michael sometimes growing. Why? Because growing up, I love playing basketball. I was like Michael Jordan. So he called me Michael.
How cute.
And then he called me like Chicho, like just random nicknames. And he would do it in public.
Yeah.
He would do it in public. And I told him as a kid, you can call me all the nicknames you want forever, my whole life. But once I got to high school, I was like, never do it in public.
Yeah.
Like, as of this moment, you can't. And my friends would come over and he'd call me that. And they'd make fun of me. Because I was like, dude, you're like 16, bro. Like, what are you doing? And he did it in high school too. And people would be like, the Michael one came up. They're like, what's he calling you, Michael? And I had to explain it. And they're just like, I was like, it's Michael Jordan. And I used to want to be like Michael Jordan. And But because my dad's pretty bad at containing his love, I guess. But that's embarrassing.
Yes. No, I can hear that. Yeah. Where are we? There's not much that goes on in this movie.
No, nothing happens.
Good. Basically the parents, like, they get in the time machine, they switch back to like 21, and then they kind of are trying the whole movie to like figure out how to like solve. I think there's like parts missing in the machine. I mean, basically they're just gonna keep getting younger until they die. And it's kind of like, have you seen Back to the Future?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
You know how like in the first one, like at the very end, he's like becoming like faint, like he almost dies, because it's like reminded me a lot of that, which because it's like a time travel movie. But yeah, like
honestly, this movie, it wasn't all bad.
Yeah, the I know. I was gonna say, is there anything you like about this movie?
The first half is bad, but the second part of the movie was decent. I mean, the acting was bad all around, but it was decent because you still have like, you could say, character development.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Like with the, you know, seeing how the parents and their kids were more similar than they thought, and then how like even other side characters, the friend of the, is it Eddie's friend or like no
the girl.
The girl, her friend.
Oh, like, yeah. She's like really jealous of her friend because like she kind of seems to have it all together. But her parents are like really strict and like they would never like let them have friends over because their house is so perfect. And like they have this like weird party at the end.
Oh, that's awkward too. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like, so he's like auditioning to be in a band. That's the whole thing. Like the main character guy.
The main edit. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he was going to have them all come over to his house, and then they invite like 200 kids, and then it becomes this huge thing.
At least that part, I kind of enjoyed it. Just seeing different characters like actually change as opposed to just, I don't know, felt like random events happening the first half of the movie, just like, for the sake of some plot in the movie.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm still happy to always watch this, like any type of like movie, because it's just like, it adds to my, I don't know, collection of Disney movies or whatever. Like,
and I forgot to ask you this. It's like, what are your favorite like Disney Channel movies?
Top, like number one, easy, no hesitation, is Holes.
Oh, I love Holes. Okay. Well, I did not know you liked that movie. Okay.
I love that movie. I just love the little quotes from that movie. Like whenever, I'm assuming my friends and something breaks down or something, you know, you got the little, what's his name? Sam. Like, he's like, I can fix that. Like,
Oh my God. Oh,
yeah.
So sad when he died in the boat.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So sad. But I love that movie. I love Holes.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite one. And then the Kim Possible, and it's animated. I don't know if they count.
Kim Possible, So the Drama.
Yeah, that one is finally. Even as a kid, I kind of like a little bit of romance in my cartoons. Like that's when.
Me too. I did. I didn't think there was like enough in cartoons, honestly.
Yeah, finally, her and thing Ron end up together in that movie.
Yeah. I believe, wait, did you like? Were you like shipping them the whole time, or did you not see it coming?
Oh no, I was shipping that the whole. I like a good underdog story. Okay, my boy Ron needed to end up with Kim.
Yeah.
But so that I like that one, and then I did like I had a love hate relationship with the High School Musical. But
I was gonna ask about that. That's a Disney Channel 2000? Movie, yeah. Do you love hate? What do you why that?
Well, because as a guy, when High School Musical came out, as a guy, you had to hate High School Musical. Just like, it's kind of like the same thing when Justin Bieber came out. Yeah. I was like, I hate Justin Bieber, but I love Justin Bieber now. He's okay. So good.
Yeah. I feel like you're like one of the few guys I know who like isn't afraid to love him.
No, no, he's great. And so that was kind of the same thing for the movie. Like it was the music was catchy. Mm-hmm. It was, again, I liked a little bit of romance in my show. So, you know, I was shipping the whole Vanessa Hudgens
and Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that was a really good one too.
Yeah.
Camp Rock? No, actually, I didn't like Camp Rock that much. Like it, no. I didn't dislike it. There's no Disney Channel movie, aside from Proof Point.
Yeah.
I don't like
it. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Camp Rock was good, too. But
what's your favorite song from High School Musical, like any of the movies, and your favorite one from Camp Rock, if you liked any of those ones?
Depends when you ask me. When the movie came out, it was Get Your Head in the Game.
Yeah, because you love basketball. But that's
because, the basketball one, probably because of that. Wait, is Get You in the Game? That's like, why does it feel so wrong?
Like, ahead of the game.
Yeah, it's that one. that was my favorite one for a while. But
yeah.
But I like the main song between Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens, like the one that they auditioned for and all that stuff. Oh, I forget what it's called.
We're Breaking Free, that one.
Like, it's all oh my God, it was fire. Okay, that was one of the ones you sing in the shower and hope nobody hears you.
Oh my God.
It was good.
Yeah, so in the movie, I guess I'm going back to that if I have to. Oh, okay, so this was funny. Do you there's a line where they're like talking about how out of touch their parents are, and they're like, he doesn't even know who Lil Bow Wow is.
Oh, yeah. I Googled it. I was like, I know Lil Bow Wow, and I Googled it's the guy who plays Like Mike. And
okay, Like Mike is a movie. I've seen that movie like 70 times. Did you watch that movie much?
You've seen it 70 times, I've seen it 100 times.
Oh my God.
I love that movie. That movie's amazing.
It is. It really is.
I honestly think I saw the movie, and I told my dad, I want those Jordans.
Yeah.
And that's in color. Oh my and God. I got them. And then, you know, the hardest part? I wore them once. I used to play soccer when I was very little. So I had my Jordans on. I showed up to the soccer game in my Jordans. And I took them off to put on my soccer cleats.
Yeah.
And I left my Jordans in the park. And then I lost them. And I never got Jordans again because they're expensive and my parents were mad.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, Lil Bow. I remember that actually stood out to me too. So I'm glad like it stood out to you too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so in the movie, the parents, like as they get younger, they're relating more and more to their kids. Even though their kids kind of feel like they're babysitting them, they still are like, wow, I'm actually having like a conversation with you about like what's going on in my life. Like you usually don't care. And it's cute. Like the parents, like apparently like they grew up together and like they met. Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting. Like throughout the whole movie, they knew each other.
Yeah.
Like even though they were aging down, like even as very like I think we saw them as young as like 12
or? I think 14 something like that
14? Like they still knew each other then
and so they were kind of like nemesis at that point, like they didn't get along but they like secretly liked each other, and that was kind of cute. But yeah, so basically at the very end of the movie they are trying to get the parents back in the time machine, and the sister, she figures out all the science to do it, and they realize the dog stole the missing part of the machine. They reattach it. The parents, once they're like aging down, like they're fading, it's like Back to the Future, and then they save the day, parents are back to their regular age. And they do the parents like remember anything that happened, or they're just kind of back?
They say they remember little bits and pieces,
but
not everything in detail. That's what they said, at least.
Yeah, so it's kind of like what you like when we're 40, like what we'll remember from when we were like 21, I guess, like that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
I'm guessing. Yeah. Like, what's like the earliest memories you have in general?
I have little bits and pieces. I think it's also interesting if I go through pictures, like obviously my parents have like, you know, saved pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you ask me right now, I can probably remember maybe when I was five.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday there was a picture of me and I'm wearing a mariachi costume.
Oh my
god!
My
big sombrero and everything.
Oh yeah, my parents are like,
I might actually just for you so you see it.
Thank you.
So it was they're like, do you remember this? You probably don't remember this. I was like, actually, I remember that very well. It was like you know, you practice dancing like Mexican style, like mariachi music, blah blah. And it was like, it's a very good costume. I'm definitely gonna post it now.
Yeah,
you have to. And my mom told me like, wow, do you remember that? So the way it worked, it was like 10 of us. Mm-hmm. It was 5 guys, 5 girls.
Yeah.
And the girls had their little like very Mexican style like dress.
Yeah, it's the one with a really, really big skirt.
Yeah, there we go. And they doing dancing, whatever. Mm-hmm. The girl I was supposed to dance with did not show up.
Oh, shit.
And my mom said she was freaking out because, like, my boys are going to have to go up there, like, and still dance, but by himself. Like, he's going to, like, she thought I was going to choke. And I still went up there. And apparently, I stole the show.
Oh, my God. Because
everyone's saying, and my mom's saying, like, no, like, everyone loved you because they could tell that you were missing your partner. But you went up there with the most, like, the craziest confidence, and you started doing the whole dance, blah, blah. And at the end, apparently, the way the dance ends is the girl with the big skirt, like you're saying.
Yeah.
They're huge. So she covers the guy's face with the skirt or something like that. But I didn't have a girl. Yeah. So I just, like, took off my sombrero and, like, I did, like, a weird thing with it. And I just, like, I showed up. I just sort of showed up.
That's so cute.
And she so I said at the end, everyone was, like, complimenting her, like, your boy is so confident and, like, he looked amazing. And, yeah, I don't remember that part.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's crazy.
One of your life's finest moments.
Yeah, no, it really was. But I'm thinking back and I'm like, man, I must have, like, I could not have done that today. Like, I wouldn't, if my partner did not show up for my dance right now.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell I go up there and do even the most basic stuff. I'd just be embarrassed.
Yeah.
But apparently as a kid, like, I just did it and I killed it. So.
Yeah, no shame. No.
So that, I remember that. I mean, that was like five. Yeah. But what about you? What's the thing you remember?
I remember, like, preschool, like, because I, like, grew up kind of in the country. So I remember, like, you said you pick flowers, like, you'd, like, climb trees and stuff like that. I remember that stuff. I remember elementary. I have, like, a pretty good memory for, it just sucks. I wish, like, I had a good memory for things that actually pay off in life. Like, I never did super well at school because I couldn't remember facts and stuff like that. But I always remembered, like, I don't know, pictures on the wall or, like, clothes people had or, like, what someone said to me at recess or stuff like that. Like, I always had a memory for people and, like, visual stuff, but I could never remember the important things. But yeah, no, I remember a lot. Like, I have a good memory, like, I think 4 years old. Like, that's as low as I go. So yeah, but no, I hope I always do. I don't know. I feel like it'd be kind of a shame if I, like, end up losing my, like, memory really badly when I get old. Like, I don't want that to be how I die because I feel like that's been something I've been very good at. Yeah.
I think it's horrible that, like, the concept of, like, forgetting things. Like,
yeah.
It sucks. Like, yeah. And in this case, I'll have a podcast that I can always listen to.
Yeah, see, like, hopefully in, like, 50 years, you can listen to this and be like, wow, I was so young back then.
Yeah, wow. Full of hope and dreams.
Yeah. Oh, so sad. But yeah, so that was the movie. In the end, I thought it was funny. In the end of the movie, he was like, we're using the time machine. I didn't see this coming. To, like, do stuff. Like, I traveled back in time and to the 70s and I played with Bob Marley.
I was like, that's so weird. And also, like, I don't know. I feel like I had implications that are not, I don't know, if you're hanging out with Bob Marley, like,
yeah.
I don't know. But it was weird and random. Like, I'm telling you, at points, it felt like they were told, you need an hour and 20 minutes of content.
Yeah,
fill it up I agree. With yeah. anything.
Yes. And how the movie is. Yes.
And because there are a lot of things like that ending with Bob Marley. I'm like, really? Honestly, you could have just ended the movie with them happily, like, getting along better together as a family and just end it there. But it was weird. I wasn't a fan of that ending.
Yeah, it was funny because, like, it was like, I was like, oh, that's cool. But they could have, like, made that a little more fun if they're like, yeah, we traveled back in time. They didn't show them. And I think this probably because they're cheap and they didn't want to, like, do anything. But they just had him wearing, like, a Rastafarian hat and, like, dreads and, like, put on a Jamaican accent. And then that was the end. That was to me. You already said this before, but yeah, what would you give this? How many stars out of five would you give this movie?
3 to 3.5. And I'm being generous.
That is very generous.
It was generous. I'm being really generous. Out of 10, by the way, for those that, you
know. Oh, shit.
Yeah, out of 10. Oh, you thought I was getting out of 5.
No, yeah, no, that's out of 10. You really didn't like this movie.
I just, man, like, maybe I'm being too rough.
No, you can be as rough as you want.
But the standards to which I hold Disney movies are high. Even though, I mean, none of them are great. Like, I never, I think I might have mentioned before, I never hate a Disney movie. But this is like, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But yeah, 3.5. I give it 3.5 for the content in there that was like the message in the movie. But but yeah. So what about you? Was I too harsh?
So I guess, like, I'm grading this because I've seen a lot I think this is going to be like my 37th episode. I've seen a lot of these movies. So I have like low expectations in general because they're usually not great. This, I'm going to give, out of 5 stars, I give it 2.5. Out of 10, I guess I give it a 5, maybe a 5.5. It wasn't terrible, but it was pretty boring. And it definitely, like you said, it was like, this really didn't need to be an hour. And it's not even an hour and 30 minutes, it's an hour and 20 minutes because they knew they had nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just not very eventful. And for something, I like time travel. I think that's fun. They could have made this a lot more fun. So, yeah, I don't think it's great, but it's not terrible.
Since you've seen so many, like, Disney movies, I mean, at least 37, apparently.
Yeah.
what's the worst one of all the Disney Channel movies, if you can?
Let me think. I'm trying to think of one that I was disappointed in. Under Wraps, you know what that one is?
Mm-mm.
That was the first episode we did. It's about a mummy. It's very boring. yeah, there's a lot of them that are just super boring. I think that Halloween Town 2, not that fun.
Not that fun.
Yeah, I think the first one's amazing. The second one, kind of a snoozer. Yeah, so some of them are just like, you remember them being so great, and then you look back and you're like, wow, this is kind of...
Okay, so then Poof Point, would you say it's the
That's the lowest... really middle.
Middle? Oh, wow. Yeah. Then, mm-hmm. Okay. Then
I'm pretty easy on these movies. I think on the lower end of the ones I've done, definitely, like, way more boring. There's a lot that are pretty mediocre, but yeah, no, this is on the low end.
Do you feel as over time they got better at making those Disney movies?
Yeah, or... I think they, because the ones in the really early ones were like pretty, like Halloween Town is kind of an exception. The 90s ones are usually not very good. Xenon's the best, I think. That's my opinion. Out of all the ones I've seen. Sorry. So all the ones that I've reviewed on my podcast, Xenon's the best. But you don't like Xenon? Oh, wait, I watched it with you. Was that the first time you saw it?
I fell asleep. I don't know if you remember that.
I do remember you falling asleep.
Freak out on that. Yeah. I'm only watching this because the girls want to, and I'm just falling asleep. And
yeah.
Yeah, I did not.
Victor has been a very good sport hanging out with all the girls. That's kind of like what you spent a lot of time doing the past years. But yeah. I like that. I understand, though. I feel like it doesn't really... It does have shitty effects. I'll agree with that. Yeah. But yeah, so... You would give it that score. Did you have any favorite characters?
Oh, I had to be my favorite character. Was Eddie. That was the main character, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. I mean, as an actor, I mean, he acted the best, and then
yeah, I agree.
He was a more like relatable, I guess, because he had issues with the parents, but he was also like tries to communicate with them, and like, I don't know, was the most realistic character in a sense. Yeah, I don't know, just cared about real things like that kids would care about, like being part of the band, like I want to get in this band, and like I wish my dad and I had things in common, which they later on they do, like playing the guitar or whatever.
Yeah,
but yeah,
he's definitely his dad plays guitar. I forgot about that part. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like he was my favorite character. What about for you?
I think the sister was, she didn't have like much of a personality, but I thought she was cute. The dad or the parents were just kind of dorky. That was kind of like the rest of the characters other than the like immediate family were not like very important at all. They're just kind of like running in and out of the movie. Maybe the brother and sister are probably my favorite. I thought the mom was kind of funny when she was getting younger, but yeah, there's definitely a lot of overacting, especially when they were supposed to be like babies. There's like a point where they're like two and they're like throwing stuff everywhere, and that was a bit much.
I mean there's no way to play that part with that, like, being like a little bit cringy, but I get it. Yeah, the kids are probably the best ones, the best characters.
Now I'm gonna talk about the clothes in this movie, the fashion. Did you notice anything interesting about the fashion at all? Did anything stand out to you?
I mean, they're used very colorful like clothing. I mean, and I will say before we started, like, when it comes to fashion, I consider myself a very fashionable person, to be honest.
Victor is very fashionable. He is one of the most well-dressed people I know.
But I am not very, like, savvy when it comes to, you know, 90s, what 90s mm-hmm. and 2000s, like, fashionable was. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if I had to say what I noticed right away, I was like,
yeah.
One, very, like, bright colors. Like there's a lot of yellow shirts and red shirts. And the dad thing, that was wearing a red hoodie at one point with a blue shorts. A lot of denim. There's a lot of denim. And guys are always wearing, and I think this I know from 2000, I think.
Yeah.
But baggy, like your buttons are baggy. Like they're just baggy. And probably everything, the jeans, everything's baggy. But that's kind of what I noticed. The colors, the bagginess, the shirts. Do girls still use overalls? I mean,
yes! That was like a big thing. But... Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, because overalls, like they were in style. They kind of are, but like they're going out. I don't like that they're going out because I like overalls. I think they're cute. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, overalls, like if you watch any of these movies, like everybody, all the girls are wearing it. What's your opinion on overalls? Have you ever worn some in your adult life? I'm guessing you did as a kid.
I did as a kid, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And I look hella good.
I'm sure you did.
My opinion overalls, I mean, shoot it. I'm okay with them.
Okay. Like
if I could bring something back and take something out of today's world, like clothing wise, is I bring back overalls for girls.
Yeah.
And I take out Birkenstocks. Oh God, I hate Birkenstocks.
I think God. They're so ugly. They look, everyone's feet look giant. They're not cute.
Why are you trying to wear my grandpa's sandals? Like you can probably catch me wearing Crocs before wearing Birkenstocks. And I also hate Crocs. Okay.
I do too. Yeah.
Sorry. I went off track. You told me overalls.
No,
overalls.
Good. Yeah.
I think they look great. And I think I like that look on girls. I think it looks pretty good. And even on guys can pull it off. I don't know if I could. I can pull them off.
I think you'd look good. But yeah, so like in this movie, they had just like a lot of like t-shirts over t-shirts, a lot of like tight, like I guess crop top baby tees for girls, and a lot of pastels. They had, I'm sure I've talked to you about this before because our friend moved to Orange County and we all joked that he was going to get bleach tips. What do you think of like the spiky and like bleached hair for guys? From like, you know how that was super popular then, and they tried to bring it back recently and it just didn't work.
What I think about it,
Did you ever do the spiky or did you ever do the frosted tips?
I did the spiky hair and but the frosted tips, I never did that. I mean,
you did not, because it just didn't appeal to you, or were you like, I don't think it would look good?
I don't even know what I would have told my parents, like, hey dad, like get me, like I want to have blonde like hair, like at the end. I don't even understand Spanish, so how would I ask my parents when I was in middle school? Like, no, I never did that, to be honest.
I don't know what you would look like blonde. I'm trying to imagine it right now and I really can't. Yeah,
all right, between you and me, and actually I guess we're in a podcast, so maybe
everyone
I actually did consider, not super recent, but less like a few years ago, right?
Yeah, so
it's kind of recent, I guess, thinking what it would look like if I did like some blonde in my hair.
Yeah,
because soccer players started doing it, and a couple of them are like, you know, dark skin like me, and I was like, shit, they look kind of nice. Like, maybe one day I'll do it, who knows. If there's a time, it's now. I'm single, so you know.
Do you feel like you would, do you think like if you wouldn't do it if you had a girlfriend, like, or I don't know, maybe she'd be down
if she let I mean, it sounds wrong, but yeah, if she was okay with it, yes. Because I mean, it's like when you're on board with it, so it looks bad. Like, what, you're not gonna dump me because it looked bad? But I would do it. I'm for fun, also. Who doesn't matter?
Yeah, now's the time. Yeah,
I don't know. Now you're making me think about it, Jana.
I really want you to do
it. I'm like, should I go blunt?
No, you should try it. I think it'd be fun.
Maybe that way they won't randomly select me at TSA anymore if I just have
blonde hair. Maybe it's the blonde hair will stop them. They won't. You won't profile you. But speaking of like kind of fashion and hair, do you have like any like things you wore back in the day when you were young, even in high school, that you did you have any like phases that were like, I always wore this like very like flamboyant thing that you like really regret now? Or like, what's your style like
evolution
been like? Yeah.
Oh no. I had a fashion existential crisis in middle school. Like,
okay.
So in middle school, you catch me with like cargo shorts and like an orange shirt, t-shirt, like, oh man, it's so bad. Or like army shorts, like the army color shorts.
Yeah.
Like any bright color, like even, I would even wear yellows and like light blue shirts and like those colors that you will never catch me now. Now I'm like black, white, red.
I guess, now I think about it, I don't think I've ever seen you wear yellow. Yeah.
Very rare. But eventually I went through like a little transition where I was like, man, I think someone called me out. Like, I think someone said to me, I remember, you know, someone did tell me like, does your mother dress you? And I was like,
classic. Oh my
I was
God.
Like, I thought of it. I was like, no, but she does wear my clothes. Like she has absolute control of what I wear. And then at that point, I remember I was like, not anymore. I remember I told my mom, I don't want you to use my clothes anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, don't, we're going to American Eagle because that's where all my Mexican friends buy their clothes.
Yeah.
And I am picking every single item. And
oh my God.
And I became like a, I mean, you weren't raised in San Diego, but do you know what a social is?
A what?
A social.
No, what is
okay, that? So a social was a term for like, you know how you have skaters, right? You have skaters, yeah. You have I don't know, the other little people that like emo or whatever, and everyone has different stuff. So a social.
Oh my God, I'm learning something new. Oh my God.
It's typically, they're not necessarily always Mexican, but they're almost always Mexican. And they wear the Abercrombie, American Eagle, and Apostle. And that was where their true religion jeans.
Yeah.
And they're like Lacoste or like the nicer.
Polo shirts.
Yeah. Very brand heavy, I guess. Like socials just wear a lot of brands and they very obvious like guest brand and all that stuff. So I went from my mother dressing me essentially to a social. That's what we called it.
Yeah. So, and did people notice? Like, did you like get different looks? Like, was this like when you were going into high school?
Oh yeah. People for sure noticed. They took me in.
Yeah.
So they did notice. They're like, okay, this guy's cool now.
Yeah.
And they feel like it. You feel more welcomed.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas before, I remember first year of middle school, like I was kind of like between groups, like, man, do I hang out with these kids? Do I hang out with the, I don't know. It was a transition period.
Yeah.
What about you? I'm curious.
I'm trying to think. Like, obviously, like, we all have, like, the middle school times where we just, like, look terrible with, like, because we're awkward. And, like, yeah, I think, like, all middle school, I was just, like, really awkward. I was, like, an okay dresser, but, like, I didn't have it together until, like, high school. And then I just kind of, I don't know. I mean, I wore a lot of colorful stuff, a lot of floral stuff, a lot of like patterns, a lot of skirts and dresses. I didn't wear jeans. Like at the end of high school, I barely wore jeans. Like I was always wearing a skirt. And like same when we were in college, like I barely wore pants. I don't know if you noticed that about me, but yeah. I really liked fashion and I really liked dressing up and I really liked just like spending time picking out outfits. Like that was like, because school was so hard for me. Like, so I had a lot of hard classes. And so that was like one thing I could like look forward to, like being creative about like what I would dress. So yeah, no, I looked a lot better in high school. Like I'd say like age 16, 17, like end of high school, I looked really good. But yeah, fashion. But I guess we're kind of like wrapping up. Is there like any, do you want to promote any of your social medias?
I mean, sure. If why not? I mean, my Instagram is vcruz1.
Hell yeah.
Not as exciting. It used to be vvicious, but now
I was just going to ask about that. What changed it? Were you like, I need to grow up?
No, actually, no. I love that little nickname of mine. It was just for like my visa purposes. They look at my social media and okay. I wanted to see something more serious. So vcruz1 as opposed to, you know, my... You know, they're like, why are you vicious, huh? Like, we shouldn't allow you in this country. You're being vicious.
Oh my God.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, who uses Facebook anymore? But Facebook is Victor Cruz, I guess.
Hell you know? Yeah.
Check out my LinkedIn. Okay.
Oh, no, yeah. What's yeah. Okay. So I guess I'll share mine. I am Jana of the 90s on YouTube and Instagram, Decom Divas on TikTok and Instagram, and DecomDivasPod@gmail.com if you want to email me and request any movies. Hey Victor, is there any like positive things you want to send out to the world? It could be as like serious or as stupid as you want it to be.
Yes, I have a message from my ex-girlfriend. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
I guess if you're asking me, I would say it's more of a motto. Maybe I already told you about it, maybe I didn't, I don't remember. But it's like for me, it's been life-changing. It's a suit up and show up. It's actually what it is. So I've been applying it for the past like 6-7 months, and honestly my life changed. Like in every single sense. Like, what does it mean to just suit up and show up? It's like, you get an invite to a party, an event, anything, something that you might not even think you like. Like, for example, when I started doing it, I was going through a breakup, whatever. Yeah. But they're like, oh, you should go to this. They invited me to a rave, right? And I'm like, I don't like that music. I don't go to raves. But when I don't like it because I said I don't like it. But I said, you know what? They're like, suit up and show up. I was like, all right. I was like, I'll buy my ticket. I'll get ready for it. And I went.
You took some shrooms and had a great time.
I can't either deny nor confirm anything. Like, it was, so it was an amazing time. And now I like EDM, and now I like going to these events.
Oh, I didn't even know you liked EDM. That's awesome.
I didn't. Now I like it a lot. And then same thing, my friend invited me to Palm Springs, like 2 months after this happened. With Friday night, I got off work. I was ready to go to the gym. And he's like, hey, man, I'm in Palm Springs right now. You should come. It's me and his wife. I was like, bro, like when? Right now, sleep in an hour, like get a hotel and let's go Palm Springs for the weekend. Well, you can't just plan that like that. And he just told me like, suit up and show up, bro.
Oh my God. So this is where I originated?
Yeah. And I was like, all right. I called my other friend, Gabriel. And I said, hey, I told him the same thing, Palm Springs right now. He's like, oh dude, it's come on, last second. I was like, suit up and show up. We went and we had the most fun weekend trip of my life. Easily, hands down, like so much fun. And I'm right now, after joining the gym, and I hated weightlifting, I'm in the best shape of my life.
Yeah.
By far. And only that, like I'm healthy. Like it helped my mental health. It helped my physical health. It's helped me like in everything. And I'm super happy. So if that's my message, is just suit up and show up and to anything, man. Even therapy. Go to fucking, if you need freaking therapy, if you need help, suit up and show up and go to that crap because it'll change your life. And that's my message to whoever it is. If it helps, and if it doesn't, well, at least you heard the Decom Divas podcast. And
it will help. That'll help me. I need to go therapy. Thank you. thank you guys for listening. Thank you for joining me, Victor. I'm very happy I finally had you on here. It makes me very happy.
Thank you for inviting me. I had so much fun.
I will bring you back if you want. Got some fun movies coming up. But yeah, thank you everyone for listening. And join us next time when we watch a Disney Channel movie. Bye.
Bye.